on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
All right, let's kick things off on a Friday morning in local news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. A thief dashed out of an Apple store in South Coast Plaza with at least 10 iPhones on Wednesday night. A man who may be in his 20s walked into the store shortly before 7:20 p.m. and took 10 to 15 iPhone 6 models that were on display. The phones had security devices on them, which activated an alarm when the suspect ran out of the store. He ran out of the mall and into a waiting blue sedan. The loss is estimated at $5,000. It was unclear how long the man was in the store before taking the phones or how many customers were inside. The store was not shut down. I'll tell you how many customers were inside. 5,000. Because there is never not thousands of people in the Apple store.
True enough.
I hate the Apple store, and I'm glad this happened to them.
I hate the Apple store, and I hate the word sedan as well. Just saying.
Another time where you heard the word sedan.
That was it.
You couldn't keep listening to the news story.
There's a switch in my head, and certain words just trip the switch, and then that's it.
I honestly don't mind that this man did this.
Really?
I don't like Apple.
Yeah.
I don't like the Apple store.
No.
They're the richest company in the world.
Yep.
He made a clean sweep. Good for you, sir.
It's quite, you know, it's the stuff films are made of, isn't it? It's a good old-fashioned crime running.
If you can pull off stealing 15 phones.
He snatched them.
From a store that's just cluttered with people.
It's pretty amazing.
It's impressive.
Well done. Ocean's 12.
Keep them.
Ocean's 11.
Ocean 1.
Ocean 6S.
One guy. All right, let's look in Laguna Beach now. Although we're suffering this week with near-perfect 80-degree weather, light humidity, and a winter softness to the air. Did you write that?
I wrote this.
Yeah. Laguna's Emergency Operations Coordinator, Jordan Vilwalk, is asking that residents stay alert as the long-expected El Nino conditions could still return. Whenever it's 80 degrees, people aren't thinking about filling sandbags, said Vilwalk, noting that the demand for the bags that the city's offers has waned. But he advises it's always important to know that with El Nino, things could change quickly, as we saw just last weekend. Suddenly in Laguna, thoughts of filling up sandbags to help withstand slides have given way to concerns about wildfires. Alex Tardy, a meteorologist with the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, said don't be lulled into complacency. Every El Nino is different, he says, but when it comes to the current El Nino, this one is as strong as we've ever seen. He echoed statements he made in November during a storm preparedness workshop at the Laguna Beach Community and Susie Q Center. And as far as fire danger goes, Laguna Beach Fire Chief Jeff Latendris said the city is constantly aware of the threat, explaining that certain types of brush can dry out in direct sunlight in an hour, so it's no greater danger than usual. As we have been reporting, Laguna residents can still pick up free pre-filled sandbags at the Aliso Beach Park Inland Lot, while the city has 700 bags ready to hand out at the Act 5 lot in Laguna Canyon if heavy rain is forecasted. Residents may pick up unfilled sandbags year-round at each of Laguna's four fire stations and fill them on their own. A how-to video on filling a sandbag can be viewed at lagunabeachcity.net.
Oh, I'm going there right now to watch that. How to fill a sandbag.
Here's the bag. Here's some sand.
Well, okay. I suppose it's, you know, the more the merrier when it comes to...
I'm certain I would mess it up, I'm sure. So yeah. It's probably a necessary
sand
video.
Sand everywhere, just all over the floor.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't fill it from the beach. Please know that. That's illegal.
That's
you got to go to Home Depot or something.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, everybody's talking about that El Nino thing. And everybody's saying, you know, where is it? Look at the weather. It's so beautiful. But it could happen, can't it?
Well, it happened a couple weekends ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just out of nowhere... It happened, and power went out. 5,000 customers.
Yep.
We lost power.
Yep.
So it happened.
Yep. In the meantime, if you're not in Laguna Beach, it's going to be 80 degrees here today.
Sorry. All right, that's your news today. Thanks, Jason Fetty. Thanks, Independent Newsroom. And what else are we doing? Oh, science. We're going to talk about science in a second.
Yeah, coming
up. Space, gravity.
Yep.
Einstein. Black holes.